Welcome to day 84 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're in chapter 20 of the Westminster Confession of Faith, and we're picking up at section 3. They who, upon pretense of Christian liberty, do practice any sin or cherish any lust, do thereby destroy the end of Christian liberty, which is that being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, we might serve the Lord with fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. The word end, destroy the end of Christian liberty, means, of course, destroy the goal or purpose of Christian liberty, which is that being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, we might serve the Lord without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. Galatians 5:3, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. 1 Peter 2:16, as free, and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as servants of God. 2 Peter 2:19, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. John 8:34, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Luke 1:74, that He would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. Section 4. And because the powers which God has ordained and the liberty which Christ has purchased are not intended by God to destroy, but mutually to uphold and preserve one another, they who, upon pretense of Christian liberty, shall oppose any lawful power, or the lawful exercise of it, whether it be civil or ecclesiastical, resist the ordinance of God. And for their publishing of such opinions, or maintaining of such practices, as are contrary to the light of nature, or to the known principles of Christianity, whether concerning faith, worship, or conversation, or to the power of godliness, or such erroneous opinions or practices, as either in their own nature, or in the manner of publishing them or maintaining them, are destructive to the external peace and order which Christ has established in the church, they may be lawfully called to account, and proceeded against by the censures of the church and by the power of the civil magistrate. Okay, let's look at the first section. And because the powers which God has ordained and the liberty which Christ has purchased are not intended by God to destroy, but mutually to uphold and preserve one another, they who, upon pretense of Christian liberty, shall oppose any lawful power or the exercise of it, whether it be civil or ecclesiastical, resist the ordinance of God. Matthew 12:25. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. 1 Peter 2:13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. And then we're told to read Romans 13:1 to the 8th verse. It's not printed out in our edition, but basically it talks about the powers that be being set in place by God, and that we need to be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. And for this cause we pay tribute. Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Okay, the second phrase of this section, section 4 of chapter 20, and for the publishing of such opinions, or maintaining of such practices as are contrary to the light of nature or to the known principles of Christianity, whether concerning faith, worship, or conversation, or to the power of godliness, or such erroneous opinions or practices as either in their own nature or in the manner of publishing or maintaining them are destructive to the external peace and order which Christ has established in the church, they may lawfully be called to account. Romans 1:32, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them, with 1 Corinthians 5:1, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat. But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among you, or among yourselves, that wicked person. 2 John 1:10, if there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. And 2 Thessalonians 3:14, and if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. And 1 Timothy 6:3, if any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. Titus 1:10, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. This witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. And Titus 3:10, a man that is an heretic, after the first and second admonition, reject. With Matthew 18:15, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. 1 Timothy 1:19, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Revelation 2, verse 2, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, and to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Revelation 3:9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Now the final part of this section, and proceeded against by censures of the church and by the power of the civil magistrate. We should note that that final phrase there, the power of the civil magistrate, has been removed by American Presbyterians in their revisions of the Westminster Standards. I would be the first to say that they did this to bring the confession in line with the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And the thinking embodied in the First Amendment. The First Amendment, as it is interpreted today in the 21st century by the U.S. Supreme Court, is totally unchristian. But the question is whether these erroneous opinions and publications and things and so forth that violate the principle of Christian liberty and liberty of conscience should be proceeded against by the power of the civil magistrate. Now, if you're an American, I guess you can simply ignore the rest of these verses. And interestingly, this particular footnote here, after the phrase power of the civil magistrate, is one of the longest footnotes in the Westminster Standards. A lot of verses here. But like I say, they're not even a part of the American edition because they've removed that phrase, the power of the civil magistrate. So if you're interested in seeing who's correct, the Scots or the Americans, we'll go ahead and read the references to this. Otherwise, you can quit, and we'll see you tomorrow on day 80, what is it, 5. Okay, the first reference, we just have the reference to Deuteronomy 13 from the 6th to the 12th verse, which basically says, if your brother or thy son or thy daughter entice thee, saying, let's go serve other gods, basically, you'll not spare him, neither will you conceal him, but you will surely put him to death. You can read that. It's printed in our edition. Then Romans 3 and 4 are printed out. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doth evil. With 2 John 1:10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Then we have Ezra 7:23 and following. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Revelation 17, verse 12, And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put into their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. Nehemiah 13:15. Those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and lading asses, and also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day when they sold victuals. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, What evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day? Then I testified against them, and I said unto them, Why lodge ye about the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, You shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Thus cleansed I them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priest and the Levites, every one in his business. 2 Kings 23:5, And he, Josiah, put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the city of Judah, and in the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the planets, and all the host of heaven. And he brought out of the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem unto the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, and cast the powder thereof upon the graves of the children of the people. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altars, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. And the king commanded all the people, saying, Keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. 2 Chronicles 34:33, And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. 2 Chronicles 15:12, And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And also concerning Maachah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burnt it at the brook Kidron. Daniel 3:29, Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. 1 Timothy 2:2, For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Isaiah 49:23, And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Zechariah 13:2, And it shall come to pass in that day that, thus saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And I will also cause the people, I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. And it shall come to pass that when any yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that begat him shall say unto him, Thou shalt not live, for thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother that begat him shall thrust him through when he prophesieth. So that's the end of that very long section of texts, and we'll see you tomorrow on day 85.